Hello everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey Esime of the Esime Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. Today we read about the Good Samaritan, a great parable told by Jesus to explain to us all who our neighbour is. It's the story of the man foolishly walking alone on a very, very dangerous road between Jerusalem and Jericho. When Jesus told this story, he was telling about the kind of thing that was constantly happening on that road. In the story, we see a priest. He hastened past. We may judge him very quickly and say, oh, how could he do that? Well, he could not be sure, but he feared that the man was dead. And to touch a man that's dead, or a dead person, would be losing his turn of duty in the temple. And he refused to risk that. There was a Levite. He seemed to have gone a bit nearer to the man before he passed on. The bandits were in the habit of using decoys. One of their number would act as the part of a wounded man. The Levite was a man whose motto was safety first. He would take no risks to help anyone else. Then there was the Samaritan. The listeners to Jesus would obviously expect that with his arrival, the villain had arrived. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And yet this man seemed to have been a kind of commercial traveller who was a regular visitor to the inn. His credit was good. Clearly the innkeeper was prepared to trust him. He alone was prepared to help. A heretic he may have been, but the love of God was in his heart. The scribe who asked this question was in earnest. Jesus asked him, what was written in the law? And then said, how do you read? Strict Orthodox Jews wore around their wrists little leather boxes called phylacteries, which contained certain passages of scripture. And that's why he told him, take out and read what are the two greatest commandments. Then the rabbi sought to define who a man's neighbor was. And for them, they confined the word neighbor to mere fellow Jews. For instance, some of them said that it was illegal to help a Gentile woman in her sorest time, the time of childbirth, for that would have been to bring another Gentile into the world. So then the scribe's question, who is my neighbor, was genuine. Jesus' answer involves all of us of any nation who is in need is our neighbor. Our help must be as wide as the love of God. The help must be practical and not consist merely in feeling sorry for the person. No doubt the priest and the Levite felt a pang of pity for the wounded man, but they did nothing. What Jesus said to the scribe, he says to us, go you and do the same as the Samaritan man. The history of mankind is one that is not so neighborly. Because in history, in nearly all cultures, people turn inwards to subdue and dominate one another. Members of each group look at themselves as neighbors and never neighbor to those outside their group. Because of class bias, there is injustice and disregard for others. Jesus Christ, when he came as God, made man, he noticed these divisions among mankind. Hence, on his Last Supper with his apostles, he prayed that they may be one. John chapter 17, verse 11. He said it at the Last Supper to show how dear that unity is to his heart. He meant the whole world to be one, obviously. St. Paul, in trying to re-echo Jesus' teachings, says, whenever you gather among yourselves as Christians, there should be neither Jew nor Gentile, male or female. You are all one before God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. The story of the Good Samaritan is one of the ways through which Christ tried to tell us that we ought to look at one another fundamentally as image and likeness of God. So the problem is, do we see others' problems and attend to them irrespective of where the person is coming from? The truth is that we do not love our neighbor. And from a book called The Way of the Pilgrim, I quote, it says, I do not love my neighbor, for not only am I unable to make up my mind to lay down my life for his or her sake according to the gospel, but I do not even sacrifice my happiness, well-being, and peace for the good of my neighbor. If I did love him or her as myself, as the gospel bids, his misfortune would distress me also. His happiness would bring delight to me too. But on the contrary, I listen to curious, unhappy stories about my neighbor, and I am not distressed. I remain quite undisturbed. If we are honest, these are real feelings. Globally, we see injustices and inequalities everywhere. Does it bother us? Human trafficking and slavery. Does it bother us? Economic inequality, also known as the gap between rich and poor. Does it bother me? The question is, how do I show love to my neighbor? I will just offer a few suggestions. First of all, I think we should be aware of how little we love our neighbor. So try and empathize with the neighbor. Walk in their shoes, like the poor, prisoners. Just walk in their shoes in your mind. Homeless, the homeless people. Just what is it like for them? The addict, and even the insane, just become aware and say, what is it like for them? Share a meal, cup of coffee, piece of bread, bit of food. Listen attentively with respect to everyone. Do acts of kindness. Be the first to reconcile when there's division. Accept apologies and pray for your neighbor. Phone the lonely, the people in trouble, with difficulties, the lost, etc., etc. Be aware of our prejudices. And we all have, let's face it. Always err on the side of generosity. Be aware of your shortcomings in loving your neighbor. Try and be as Christ is to everyone. Christ will show us. May God bless you and help us all to enjoy knowing and loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola, in Zambia. Signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing today and for the rest of the week.